there is you more than ever. I'm glad there is you.
The new day. first morning, blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
If you have a cell phone or other noisemaker, would you please silence it? Father in heaven, we ask for your blessing, your presence through the next hour as we remember your servant and our dear friend, Thornley Hoke. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, Thornley Searles Hoke, 97 and a half, much beloved father, husband, uncle, grandfather, great-grandfather, and friend, passed away peacefully at home, surrounded by his family, on August the 29th. Thornley was born on November the 25th, 1921, to Ellery Thornley and Marguerite Searles Hoke in Orange, New Jersey. He was raised in Bloomfield, New Jersey. His early love of engineering and science led him to earn a B.S. in mechanical engineering from Newark College of Engineering in Newark, New Jersey. While serving in the U.S. Navy Reserve in Orange, serving as an engineer connected to the shipbuilding industry, he met the love of his wife, Norma Marlene Hayden Hoke. They both sang in the church choir. They were married on July the 8th, 1945, beginning 62 years of marriage. Together, they began their family in Dallas with the arrival of daughter Terry Lynn. Then in 1949, they moved to Houston, living first in the Pecan Park area and celebrating the arrival of daughter Laura Ann. Thornley was at the time working for Link Belt Company. They purchased their home in Westbury when this was the suburbs, brand new, 1956, and began worshiping with this church that was newly established at the time. Early in their marriage, Norma and Thornley enjoyed square dancing, and Norma had the dresses with all those layers of petticoats designed to be shown off, of course, and Thornley loved to show his Norma off. And there was also the game of bridge. They played with church groups, with folks at Link Belt. They were part of those games with folks, some may here remember, the Cases, the Watts, the Fags. There was a block of Nenana Street over where Jenny lives now that nearly every home was a member of this church who played bridge together. Music and fine arts were always a part of his life. They met in the church choir. They sang with our church choir for many years, in weddings and funerals, our annual TV shows on Channel 13. They loved to sing. They loved to sing hymns. Thornley was one of our song leaders standing before the church leading on Sunday. He also sang with the Tidelander Barbershop Singers. The Hokes were into all sorts of fine arts. They had season tickets to the symphony, the opera, the ballet, the Society for Performing Arts, the Alley Theater, and they loved to travel. They took wonderful trips all over the country, and when young, enjoyed regular camping trips. Thornley was a mechanical engineer by trade. He took great pride in his working, designing countless complex and reliable systems, mainly for the fuel delivery and power generation industries with his work at Link Belt and at Brown and Root. And with engineering and the fine arts kind of combined, Thornley was deep into audio recording and all kinds of audiovisual work. He did movie making. He did quality sound recording. He had two reel-to-reel recorders, and he would record plays and things here at church and then make copies for anybody who wanted those. He photographed everything the family did. And before anyone knew what surround sound was, the Hope family had surround sound in their living room. And of course, he had a profound legacy of encouraging others through Christian service. I first met Thornley and Norma around 1970. My college roommate, Adrian Fletcher, married their daughter, Terry. I was their wedding photographer, the first time I remember ever being in this building. Later, my wife and I worked in England, and Terry and Adrian worked in Edinburgh, supported by this church. I remember one day, Joe and I were taking a little vacation, and we went down to Bath, and we're going through the costume museum in Bath, and there were Norma and Thornley. You never know where you're going to run into somebody. Then in July of 77, we were planning on returning to the United States, and Thornley, serving as an elder of this church, gave us a call in England and asked if we would come and interview. We owe the wonder of the past 42 years to that call from Thornley. If memory serves me correct, the first meal we had in a member's home when we came to Houston was Thornley and Norma's. My wife and I visited him 2 days before his death, and he still had that gentleness and that smile. He acknowledged and smiled with us when we visited that day. The Hokes were warm and welcoming, very social people. Even in his later years, Thornley was active in the exercise class and the retirement group over the community center at Chimney Rock Park. And the family will be forever grateful for this church, for his friends from the exercise class, for the AARP group, and for the loving care that they received from Dexter and Ruth and Terry. Thornley enjoyed the last 3.5 years in his own home, surrounded by the things and the people he loved, largely because of their caregiving. Thornley was preceded in death by his wife, Norma, in 2007. He is survived by a 99-year-old sister, Janice Marie Hoke Hasmer of Falls Church, Virginia, by daughters Terry Lynn Hoke Fletcher and husband Adrian of Pflugerville, by Laura Ann Hoke Scott and husband David of Spring, grandchildren Colin Fletcher and wife Stacy of Pflugerville, Scott Fletcher of Austin, Texas, Brian Scott, wife Renee and sons Phoenix of Monrovia, California, and Mark of Houston, Carolyn Scott Casper and husband Michael of Brooklyn, New York, as well as nephews Steve and Jim Hasmer, niece Karen Hasmer of Virginia, and brother-in-law Don Hayden and nephews Tom and Paul Hayden of Midland, Texas. The family has asked that memorial donations be made to this church or the Gulf Coast Regional Blood Center. Thornley was a lifelong blood donor. As Thornley would say, vaya con Dios.
Mm-hmm. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, bringing above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
In just a minute, I'm going to come out among you with a microphone, and some of you will be able to share stories, many of long ago, hopefully some very humorous, regarding Thornley, and we invite you to be thinking of those. But I want to start with a tribute from James Denham. James moved here from Los Angeles, by way of Abilene, to take courses in clinical pastoral education to become a pediatric chaplain. He serves down at Texas Children's now. But when he was just a student learning the ropes, he needed a place to stay. And we put a little blurb in our church newsletter asking if anyone had a room they would be willing to share with James for the summer. James is getting married this afternoon, and so he's not able to be with us today, but he sent this tribute of his time with Thornley. His voice welcomed me on the telephone. I was calling from Abilene, and he received the phone call from his office near his giant magnifier reader. "Hey, James," Thornley had responded to a random bulletin request for summer housing for me, a transplant from Los Angeles, becoming a pediatric chaplain. It was just the first time of many that Thornley shared immense generosity with me. He shared a room for me that summer, and as we grew closer and as we were helpful to each other, I got to live with Thornley a total of 19 months, and generosity poured out from this big-hearted man. Generosity was part of his character, but Thornley's character was founded on intentionality. He was first and foremost intentional about remembering his late wife, Norma. The very first morning I was there, Thornley showed me his Saturday morning exercise routine as he took one moment after another doing his exercises and seeing his wife, Norma, in that piece of art, that blanket, that cup, that picture, that breath. He regaled me with stories of their driving together during her last years, sharing that because he couldn't see and she couldn't really move her feet. She steered while he pushed the gas and brake. He really intentionally loved scaring me like that. I've driven behind him, it's true. Truth is, he intentionally did that way because he loved being next to his love. He loved Norma with so much intention and cherishing, I was able to see what a good marriage could mature into. He was intentional about adventuring in life. He sympathetically guided me through his travels and his planned trips with Norma, hiking up hills in Italy and driving cross country. He was intentional about paying for the meals for us because it was his contribution when he couldn't hear or talk as well as he'd like. He wrote checks very intentionally to support programs, not because the church or an organization asked, but only because it was near his heart and his faith, as he told me every Sunday. He was intentional about his expenses, tracking his electricity and AC bills and budgeting with an attention to detail many accountants could envy. He was intentional about reading his Bible daily, sitting down to his big office reader and going painstakingly line by line so he could be a part of church. He was intentionally independent and fiercely so. How could I not tell you the story of when we ate a ham and cheese sandwich of salted pork and moldy cheddar? And when I confronted him, he said it tasted great and mold was only penicillin anyway, so let him be. Fiercely independent. He was intentionally present to me because he loved me too. He loved to go with me wherever, not randomly, but because he found company and fellowship with me. He told me stories endlessly that he wanted me to know about him and his family and his life. He loved for me to pick a restaurant neither of us had been at and then go eat there. Because according to him, I lived to eat and he ate to live, and he wanted to be the former. He welcomed me home from long 24-hour shifts at the hospital every weekend with the same, "Hey, James." He shared his church with me and helped me make it my home too. He welcomed my family a couple of times that year. He even made a point to welcome my newborn son Ryan into church. And I still remember how I intentionally sought out Thornley to hold Ryan that first Sunday Ryan could attend. He intentionally always made an impact. He was intentional indeed, and by that I mean that intentionality was his form of love, and he loved showering that love on everyone, beginning with his family. How many times did Thornley and I visit Ty Cottage, and he'd tell me stories about his daughters or his grandchildren? How much could one man love his wife, Norma? Immensely, with everything. I didn't know Thornley before his late 80s. But I guarantee you one thing for everyone who knew him. He blessed you with love and faith, and he did so very intentionally because he loved you with God's love. He led an immense life, and he has always had an immense impact on so many. Thank God for Thornley. I will forever be grateful for and miss now his, "Hey, James." Wonderfully said. Some of you have memories. Share them with us. Dexter was one of the caregivers.
Thank you. Good morning to everyone. Coming to the United States of America 3 years ago, lost in my both parents, mother and father, I didn't have the slightest clue of coming to meet another father. And seeing, so to say, all, he was nice to me, I was nice to him. I could recall going to work on mornings and Miss Ruth will say, "Leave him, don't wake him." And I will say, "You go in peace. Leave us alone." And after 10 minutes, I didn't see wake up. I'll go and wake him like this. And he will jump up. "What do we do next?" I say, "What do you want to do next? What today is?" "Today is Monday. So what we do today?" He say, "Oh, exercise." "Can we call it?" I say, "No, we got to go." And he will get up. "Oh, I don't think so." I say, "Well, we have 3 options. We go to exercise, we go to the doctor, or we go to the bathroom." he will say, oh, we might as well go to exercise. And that's our routine, where I get him up in the morning and we roll. And we'll go down, Dexter, yes, Donnelly, or yes, Dad, what do you want to do today? Let's go to the aquarium. For me, I don't know how to find the aquarium. Not so much a phone lover with the phone, so I call, I think Terry. Terry say, I'll map you. You get down there, we get to the aquarium. When we finish the aquarium, I don't know what to do to come back home. So I keep spinning. He say, what's wrong? I said, Dad, I think we lost. Come on, find Maine. Find South Maine. I say, okay, there it is. But I start going the wrong way. You see, well, if you're on Maine and you realize you're going the wrong way, turn the other way. Made a U-turn, and I get my bearings back to Spelman Road, Spelman Drive. And we had a lot of fun. Lots of fun. He had his moments, but he was a loving man. And I'm so happy to be part of this family, and I hope that will never go away. I will always love to keep in touch. God bless his little heart. He's gone, but not forgotten. Thank you.
Chelsea's waving me down back here.
I'm the minister's wife. My name is Chelsea Sargent. We moved here 12 years ago, and Thornley was in his late 80s about that time, and his wife passed away within 2 weeks of us being here. And so our time of knowing Thornley was in some deep grief, but also just the beauty of watching him do these last 12 years. And when I got pregnant, Thornley was so excited we were having a girl. And so he would always come up to us and check on us and see how I was doing and ask how I was feeling, and was so excited when we told him our daughter's name, and was just a really sweet presence during that time. Well, he came to our baby shower, and he's sitting there in the circle, and I get to my gift from Thornley, and it's this really tiny box wrapped. And I unwrap the box, and it's a used anti-acid pill box. And I am so confused. And so I'm staring at this box, and Thornley is like four or five people down from me just laughing. And he's like, you have to open it. You have to open it. And so I open it, and he had stuffed all this cash in there. But it was hilarious. It was funny. I think it really just speaks to, that's not a side that I got to see very often of Thornley, which I'm assuming his family got to see a lot of. But that anti-acid box is stuffed in my daughter's baby book. And that is a really precious thing for me, and it has his handwriting on it. And so Thornley loved well, and he had a fantastic sense of humor. And even this last part of his life, it's been an honor for me to get to watch that. So.
Miss Jenny's played bridge with Thornley countless times.
Countless times, and as long as he could see here, he loved for me to pick him up and bring him to bridge at the house. But the story I want to tell today is I wanted a music system. Well, nobody better than Thornley to do it. And he and I, the families had a wonderful relationship. We camped together. We played bridge together. We were just very, very good friends. And as it happened, Norma had just died, and I got there with soup for them, my vichyssoise. And it was God's way of me telling her goodbye. We had a very loving Christian association. We loved each other, but I wanted a sound system, and I said, buy what you need, and build it for me. And that's exactly what he did. And I enjoyed it for years. With my hearing, I couldn't hear a lot of things, but he knew exactly how it needed to be. And I loved him enough to trust him.
And Nelson Beckett, you served as an elder with him, I think, didn't you?
Well, in the 1960s, Clifton Rogers held a meeting in Oklahoma City. And that's how we got down here, because of him. We got down here in 1961. Tim was 2 weeks old in January of that year. And Thornley, well, we had 10 elders at that time. 10 elders at that time. And I just was amazed because we'd have 1,000 people at our homecoming. And so anyway, I became a deacon in 1962 and served as a deacon for 10 years. And then I had 26 years as an elder. But Thornley was there, I'm telling you. Most of you remember Curtis Parkinson that led up in everything. I mean, weddings and funerals and just all the good times and even the bad times. I can remember Curtis, and we were on some risers over at the, I believe it was Channel 13, I believe. Anyway, we were up there, and Thornley and I were on the top row. And so Curtis said, "You guys get on the back row." And I said, "We are on the back row." And Thornley just, he and I sang tenor together. And of course, Jerry Fritz did too. And so we went on trips together and just laughed and all the time. And Norma was just beautiful. And the times that we had potlucks and all of the times we had together, it's just amazing. And I could go on, and I usually do. But and as you all know, I don't have to tell you that. But he does, I am now the oldest living male member of this congregation. And I tell everybody that I've been to every ologist except the gynecologist, and that's next Tuesday. So anyway, thank you.
Grace Dansel.
Well, as many of you know, I'm a product of this church. I was part of the youth group when we had 300 on the right side of this building. And the Hokes have always been a loving, supportive part of this church in my life forever. I mean, I've known them from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s. So I've literally known the family for as long as I've been alive, basically. And I've got to tell you a story. Mom and Dad also were a big part of this church, obviously, and as Jenny Fagg said, we camped out together and had fantastic times. But from time to time, my mom would want to make it easier when we went swimming, so she gave all the boys flat-top haircuts. And I was just in tears. I didn't want a flat-top haircut. Back in those days, you had a flat-top haircut. And I came to church, and I didn't want to come to church with that flat-top haircut. And you're talking about the late 50s, early 60s. And I went to the foyer of this church, and Thornley Hoke was there, and he had a flat-top haircut. And he told me, "It's going to be just fine, Gray. It's going to be just fine." And he helped me through a real traumatic part of my young life. He also, as many of you knew, I was kind of interested in one of his daughters. And so he also was very kind to me as my first role model in a dad taking care of his daughter when someone comes to call on his daughter. So he was really kind to me and kind of introduced me into that adolescent world of dating and what dads should do to take care of daughters and the instructions they give those young men that come calling on daughters. But just a great guy. And I was telling Jenny here that I wouldn't have gotten away with calling him a loving fella back in those days. He'd have said, don't call me a loving fella, but he was. He was a great loving fella, and he's going to be missed a lot. Love you guys.
Charles Powell.
I came to this church in 1972 or thereabouts at the request, but more not as a request, but an invitation. This area was forced to be integrated politically. And subsequently, I was sent to one of the area schools where I met Norma Hoke. Norma invited me to come to this church in 1972. I didn't know Thornley, but it was evident after a short period of time that they were one. Truly one person, because the acceptance that Norma gave me was equally shared by her husband. And that continued to this day. He represented and carried himself as Christian first and man second. A quality that we hope but rarely find. It is easy to say, I believe in Christ, blah, 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 blah. But I'm from an old school. Actions speak louder than words. Oftentimes, it's not the spoken word that you feel. It's what transcends the heart, the spirit, the mind. For therein, you know, God has touched an individual. And that individual has chosen to share that love that comes from our Maker, that comes from our Maker's Son. I cannot say enough about Thornley. I cannot say enough about his lovely wife. If one needed to choose an example, they both walked among us and shared that gift that we find in the book. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I am greatly appreciative of the fact that I met Thornley and Norma, and the fact that she invited me to come to her church.
Usually the family doesn't want to say much, but when they hear all of your conversation, it loosens their tongue a bit. David.
I consider one of the greatest blessings in my life to be married into Thornley's family. I met Laura at Johnson Junior High School in 1965. We were in the band together. And shortly after that, I met her parents. And I attended church in this building with her family many times. We started dating, and probably 50 times, me and my buddies would go to Laura's house and wrap it with toilet paper. And we would drive by the next morning and watch the house being cleaned up, and Laura was never out there. It was always her father doing it. And he never really mentioned that to me, and I thank goodness for that. I remember Thornley being a very patient man, and I don't know if it was his basic human nature or if it was because he lived in a house with three women. I think about the times that they would leave the house at time to be here, and they would race to be here thousands of times. He was a very patient man, and he was a great listener. And I don't know if that's basic human nature or his environment. He got to do a lot of listening in that house, I know. But Thornley and Norma were like second parents to me. Laura and I went to different colleges and didn't see much of each other during those 4 years. But from time to time, when Laura was gone, I would drive by the Hoke's house and knock on the door, and they would welcome me into their home, and we would talk for 2 hours, and they would listen to my story. They treated me like a son. Thornley was young at heart. He was willing to try anything new. And I remember once we took Brian and Kara to the Galleria skating rink, and he must have been in his 60s, and he wasn't even walking too good. And I'm up there in the stands watching Brian and Kara ice skating, and then I look down there, and there's Thornley skating. You know, come on, man. I wasn't even going to do that. And the times we went camping with them, they bought a two-man tent and went camping, rugged camping, the way camping's supposed to be. And I remember a trip to Arkansas. Thornley went with us, and I think Michael was there too, and we went to a pond out in the woods, and I had a pistol, and I don't think Thornley had ever fired a weapon before, but we started shooting that pistol. And he wanted to shoot it too, and he couldn't even see. So we loaded the pistol up, handed it to him, and just boom, 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 15 shots out of the water. He had the biggest smile on his face. Oh, Thornley, young at heart. I'll miss you, Thornley.
Thank you all for your comments.
I wrote mine down. Every time I've stepped into this church, Granddaddy was with me. Through every major milestone in my life, Granddaddy was with me. Even right now, I can feel him with me. Granddaddy was such a fixture in my life from the very beginning. Mom used to tell me that when I was a baby, I would take naps with him laying on his big, warm chest. Growing up physically close to my grandparents was a blessing. Throughout my childhood, they were at almost every soccer game, birthday party, church program, and graduation for Brian and I. I knew every time I would look to the sidelines, I would see him with the camera glued to his hand and hear his deep voice cheering me on. We all know that Granddaddy was quite the videographer. The video collection he kept would rival the Smithsonian Archives. The meticulous detail he had when documenting these moments showed the true engineer in him. He was the curator of our family's memories, which is very apparent what is very apparent in all of this is his love for his family, starting with his love for Grandmommy. I've always looked up to them as the epitome of true love. James Denham told me yesterday that when he watched the movie Up with him, at one point he told him to stop the movie. He said, "This movie is about me." The love between the main character and his wife is the underlying current of the whole movie. I suggest we all watch that movie and think of them. Granddaddy was so tender and sweet with her to the very end. His heart was so big that his love spilled over onto the rest of his family, and I know we all felt that on a daily basis. When Granddaddy came up to visit me in New York, he met my mother-in-law, and the impact he made on her, as I know he made on everyone he met, was permanent. She said he was a true gentleman who lived in love and grace. I think we can all agree to that. As big as that love was, his faith was even bigger. He was a true follower of Christ. I will leave you with a verse from Romans that was a favorite, Romans 8:38 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all our creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today, to the family, Thornley didn't his life just begin. We are not here to celebrate his death. We are here to celebrate his life. Because when you look at the picture, that's the real Thornley I know, not the one that is in the box. And today, life begin when life ends. When Christ's blessing comes. Today, Thornley's blessing, Thornley's hurt, Thornley's pain, never be for him. It's always about what he could do for this person or what he could give this person. Thornley loved to pray the Lord's Prayer. Whenever the pain, he never say he have pain. He said, he will ask for two Advil. Or he will start praying. And because he know you're going to join with him to pray and say the Lord's Prayer. When you finish, you say, what happened, Mr. Thornley? He said, just the arthritis. Just the arthritis. It's never pain. He is a hero. Thornley loved and trust in his caregiver. He loved and trust in his church and his members. He loved when he put his trust in his doctors and nurses. But now, God put his trust and take him. He don't have to do that anymore. Now God's trust is with him. The same trust he gives us is the same thing the Lord took him with. Thornley will pray in the night, and once we can't go to bed if we don't pray. You could play, you forget, you don't want to pray. He's going to call you. When you come, sometimes he sleep and wake after you pray, and he start praying. He stop and he will pray loud, and he call your name and continue praying. That means to come and join him. The Lord's Prayer sustained him. He prays the Lord's Prayer more than he eat his meal. And today, I believe Thornley is in the right place. But we expect it, but we just cannot accept it. And that's the hardest thing for us to do, to accept death. So, brothers and sisters in Christ today, because Thornley, this angel, he don't go to sleep. If you don't make sure that light is on. Sometimes he wants to go outside to see if the light is on. Yes, Mr. Thornley, it's on. You sure? Yes, it's on. But he wants to go to make sure that light is on. So today, let's all join together with Mr. Thornley and pray the Lord's Prayer in Jesus' name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And deliver us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Certainly may your soul rest in peace. May the Lord bless you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.
Amazing grace,
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Let us pray together. O God of all life and life eternal, we give you thanks for your presence with us here and now, and for the life of Thornley Hoke. We give thanks for his service to his country, for his faithfulness in his church, for the love of Jesus Christ, which has sustained him through his long life. We give thanks for all that Thornley meant as husband, father, grandfather, uncle, great-grandfather, and friend. We give thanks for his humor, for his successful career, and his caring for Norma, his parents, children, grandchildren, great-grandson, sister, extended family, friends, and many others. We give thanks for his gentle and gracious spirit. And we are grateful for your presence, Lord, with him during his declining days, and for the care given by his family, friends, and caregivers. We praise you that Thornley may now enjoy eternal life, and we pray your sustaining grace on all who have gathered here or who have been touched by his life. Be with us now, we pray. May his angel continue to accompany him, and grant that we too may live a life well lived, as he did, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'm Jim Hasmer, the younger son of Thornley's sister, Janice Marie. 23rd Psalm was one of the psalms that meant so much to Uncle Thornley as a continuing comfort and encouragement to him. And he always appreciated hearing family pray together, sing together, or read a scripture, or preach a scripture together. And the same for the congregation that he was a part of. And so I'd like to invite you now to join me and Uncle Thornley in sharing together the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my king with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever. Amen.
Well, it's hard to sit through this song, so I'm going to invite us to stand if it's convenient. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, he'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, then what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Amen.
Thornley will be buried in Graham, Texas, in a family gathering later on. But Thornley loved pound cake and ice cream. And so his desire for today was pound cake and ice cream and lots of visiting. So join the family and enjoy yourselves.